who are relegated to the Conference after losing 3-0 at Burton Albion this afternoon. Juliet Farrington was watching.
Burton showed no sympathy for Grimsby's plight by ending their stay in the Football League in ruthless fashion. It took just 10 minutes for them to take the lead and darken Grimsby's mood, while Sean Harrod piled on more misery with his strikes in each half. Police and stewards formed a human barricade on the final whistle as the Grimsby fans forced their way onto the pitch, but you sensed that was going to happen once Greg Pearson fired Burton in front. There were other flashpoints throughout the match, with away fans making their presence and feelings known, sitting amongst the home crowd. Advertising boards were thrown in frustration, but over the course of the season, it was always going to be difficult for Grimsby to survive.
So Grimsby's defeat meant that Barnet were safe. Whatever they did, they managed to win, though. They beat Rochdale 1-0. Here's Mike Sewell.
Well, as it transpired, Barnet's league status...
Thanks for that, Rob Northman. Grimsby Town, it seems like congratulations to them.
Yes, they're going to be heading back into the Football League. We're still playing, but they've just made it 3-1 against Forest Green. Nathan Arnold with the third goal. 15,000 Grimsby fans in black and white shirts away to my left, bobbing up and down. Great scenes of celebration for them after four playoff failures in a row. They lost on penalties in this game to Bristol Rovers last season. Away to my right, just 4,000 Forest Green fans in their luminous green and black stripes. Well, they look rather disconsolate as they're looking out. We're still playing, 30 seconds of stoppage time left, but Grimsby have wrapped it up now. They lead by 3-1.
And Southampton are qualified for the Europa League, and they end their season with a high...